Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Hi, I'm Jess, and welcome to Yours Sincerely Letterbox. I like to keep a special box filled with my favourite letters from the people I love, the letters that inspired me and made me smile that I treasure the most. And while making this podcast, I've heard so many special letters that I would add to Yours Sincerely's letterbox. So I'm going to start sharing them with you. Sometimes, the people who have had the biggest impact on our lives are people we haven't even met. They're role models, public figures or strangers. When I spoke to the presenter, Stephanie Hurst, she talked to me about her relationship with her mother and mentor. In this clip, Steph talks about Caroline Cossey, an actress who helped her feel seen for the first time.
I dove off the sofa and I stuck tape number 7 of our video library in the machine. The reason I know it was tape number 7, because tape number 7 was never seen again. It lived under my bed. Because I recorded an interview with Gloria Honeyford with this lady called Caroline Cossey. And Caroline transitioned in the mid-70s. No one knew. She had an incredibly successful career as a model. She was a Bond girl until she was outed by the news of the world. In, I think, 1982 or something. James Bond Beauty is a Boy was the headline.
So let me just get the story right. She was a Bond girl after she transitioned.
Yes. And she's called Caroline Cossey. She was the first person I saw. She was the first person I identified with. She was the first person that made me feel less alone. And she was on television promoting her book called My Story. And because, you know, I was from a council estate, earned a little bit of money from putting records away for DJs and making tea, but I didn't have the $12.99 or whatever it was from W.H. Smith's to go and buy the book. So I had to go to Barnsley local library and wait for this book to come in. So for weeks I went in, have you got Caroline Cossey, My Story? And I could, you know, on the 20th time they saw me approaching, they knew, no, it's not in yet. So eventually it came in. And no one got to get the book out at all because I had it. Every time it said Hurst about 20 times. And eventually the librarian said to me, you're going to have to let this book back in because someone else might want to read it. I was like, all right, okay. So then eBay arrives 20 years later and I've got my own copy now, which proudly is on display in my book cabinet downstairs with all the rest of my books, including your book, which is there as well. It's, you know, they're all there. I can't tell you the joy that that thing is on display because it was hidden. I used to hide it under my bed. That book was my Google. That book showed me that I could do this and it inspired me and drove me and made me believe I could one day do this.
If you want to listen to the rest of our conversation, scroll back to October the 14th for the full episode. Let me tell you about something exciting coming up. This autumn, I'm hosting my first ever live audience recording of Yours Sincerely. I'll be closing off the final night of the Birmingham Literature Festival by interviewing the author, broadcaster and founder of Beauty Banks, Sally Hughes. Come and join us on October the 9th at the Birmingham Rep for a great conversation and the chance to ask your own questions. To find out more and get tickets, visit the Birmingham Literature Festival website, which will be linked in the description. If you want to hear more conversations like this, make sure you follow Yours Sincerely with Jess Phillips on the podcast provider of your choice. And why not write a letter to your friends, telling them all about this podcast? I'd love to hear some of your favourite moments from the first 40 episodes of this podcast. So tweet or message me at Jess Phillips Pod, and we might feature your suggestion in a future episode. Goodbye.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.